And we are going to head right back to the hotline. We have one of the newest members of the Cleveland Indians, Delino DeShields, joining us right now. And former Amherst Comet Ryan Rua is joining us. Guys, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Thanks for having us.
Yep, good.
All right, guys. Well, you're going to be at the T3 Performance Center in Avon next Friday. Going to be a really, really cool event. It's a youth baseball event. So what are the details? What all is going on at this event next week?
So Delino's off the field manager, one of my good friends I got the chance to meet in Texas, Taylor Leach, kind of brought this idea to me and asked if we could be of any assistance. I think, T3 being, the premier sports performance center in the area, and Delino being such a good person, not only on the field, but off the field, was a perfect opportunity for us to kind of forge this. And, it's been in the works for about 2 weeks now, and it's all starting to really come together for us.
Very cool stuff.
Sorry, I was going to touch on that. Me and Ryan, we've got a really good relationship from playing together in Texas. And, I feel like this is a really good opportunity for me to get up there and kind of make an impact on the community. We also have some our friends from, Baseball Lifestyle 101 and Ethan coming down to support, too. It's been the works for a couple of weeks, and, I'm really excited to get out there and hopefully make an impact on some of these young fellas and, on their journey to the big league. So, it's a great opportunity. Got a great relationship with Ryan, so, it's just a perfect fit.
Now, Delino, I know you're going to be in the area quite a bit next weekend, not only for this event, but also at Tribe Fest, and you have a number of others as well. And I know you're really excited to get to the area, kind of get acclimated. What other events do you have lined up that you'll be a part of next weekend in what I believe will be about a 5-day stay in Cleveland next weekend, correct?
Yeah, just about. I think we have some interviews lined up, some radio interviews, and going to a local school, just doing some community activities. And I just wanted to get out there and kind of, go around the city, embrace the city, and, meet the people out there. And I just want people to know that I'm excited to be there. And I'm really looking forward to playing in front of the fans and getting out there and giving everything I got. So, I didn't want to just come in for a day and then leave, especially without knowing too much about the city. So, I kind of took it upon myself to go out there early and just try to put my foot in the community and in the city.
Well, and of course we're just about 2 months away from opening day. Ryan, this question is for you. Other than the unpredictable spring weather, what other things have you told Delino about this great city of Cleveland to try and prepare him for when he arrives next weekend and also for the entire 2020 season?
Yeah, I told him to pack warm. I don't know if he's used to this wind and this cold, being from Georgia and living in Texas now. I kind of told him and, Taylor about how strong this community is and how faithful their fans are, not only with the Indians and Browns and Cavs, but, they have that reputation of just being a strong city that really, really supports their fans. And I know the person of this city can get behind because of how he prepares, not only on the field, but off the field as well. He's looking to make an impact on both of those.
Delino, I know that it's important to you to be more than just an athlete. You certainly want to help the culture of the game for the players and fans and really kind of help them connect to make it more exciting. Can you give us an idea as to how you hope to do that and especially make an impact in that regard in your first season here in Cleveland?
I kind of had this, realization a couple of years ago. About just being a professional athlete and wanting to utilize my platform as much as I can. You know, I didn't want to end my career and then kind of look back and, you know, wonder, you know, if I could have done more. So, you know, I kind of took it upon myself to reach out to some people and you know, start being more involved in the community. You know, I just wanted to make baseball fun. You know, it's a sport that I grew up and, you know, I love playing it. I love being around it. And I feel like the culture of baseball can be a lot better. As far as just, you know, when you look around and you see the NBA and the NFL, I just feel like baseball is behind. And, you know, I know for myself, I'm not going to start, you know, doing this stuff and immediately things are going to change right away. It's going to be a process and it's going to take, you know, a large group of us to kind of come together and be on the same page with it to really, you know, affect change in our sport. But it has to start somewhere. And, you know, I just want to make sure that I do my part. It's my duty as a professional athlete to, you know, to use the social platforms and to use just my platform in general to try to make our game better, not just for myself and the fans, but for the generations behind me. So, you know, that's kind of where this all started. And I've really embraced it, and, you know, I'm just really looking forward to what the future holds.
One of the newest members of the Cleveland Indians, Delino DeShields, joining us on the hotline, along with former Amherst Comet Ryan Rua. They are our guests here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Delino, can you take us through the process of the trade this offseason? Obviously, you know, a life-altering event, and I know that can be a really, really tough thing for anyone to go through, you know, no matter the magnitude of the trade or where you're at in your career. Trades are always difficult. So can you take us through the process of the trade, you know, where you were when you found out about it and how it all went down from your perspective?
Well, I was I could take it back to the night before. So one of my good friends, Nomar Mazara, he got traded a week before I got traded, and I was hanging out with some of my friends out here, and you know, we were kind of talking about how, you know, sad it was because Nomar pretty much brought all of us together. You know, just, that's just kind of the person that he is. And literally went to sleep, woke up, had no idea that, you know, I was going to get traded, had no warning, woke up, and then I end up getting traded too. So it kind of, I don't know, it caught me off guard for sure. I didn't really know how I felt about it at first. You know, I was really looking forward to, you know, playing in the new stadium in Texas. And, you know, I've been really involved with the team and in the community here. And it just, I don't know, just kind of threw me for a loop. But, you know, one thing that my dad taught me growing up, he was like, you know, there's 29 other teams out there. As long as you got a jersey on your back, you got a chance. So, you know, looking at it from that perspective, you know, it's just a opportunity for me to go to another city, you know, try to put my footprint in the city and try to make an impact in that community. You know, I live locally here in Dallas, so, you know, I'll be around during the off season. Probably go back and forth between here and Cleveland. I just want to do my part. And not forget about, you know, the guys, the people here. But, you know, it definitely wasn't expected. But, you know, after a couple of days of kind of sitting on it, you know, I've gotten really excited to be a part of, you know, the city, the culture with the Indians. And I think it's going to be a really fun year. It's going to be different, but, you know, I'm really looking forward to the experience and the opportunities that you know, that are in the future. So, yeah, it's almost that time. So, you know, the more the closer and closer we get, the more excited I get.
It's amazing how connected the game of baseball is as well. They always talk about the web of baseball. Somebody knows somebody through somebody else. So I'm sure you're kind of familiar with some of the guys you'll be playing with, but have you been able to reach out to some of the members of the tribe, or have any of those guys reached out to you since the trade went down?
Yeah, Logan Allen, he's reached out to me. You know, some of the guys just through social media. But, you know, FanFest is really the opportunity to go out and really meet the guys. Roberto Perez, I played in Puerto Rico for winter ball, and he was down there, so I got to know him a little bit. So, you know, we played him every year. You know, those guys, they aren't, like, new to me or anything. It's just I don't know them on a personal level, but just by watching them play, and you can just see the chemistry is there on their ball club. I just want to compliment that and really just build off it and continue everything that they're doing. So yeah.
Delino, it's great to hear that you're excited about coming to Cleveland, and I know you want to get in early to kind of embrace the city and really do your thing on the field and off the field. This next question is for Ryan. Ryan, as a guy who grew up here, you know how important it is for athletes to communicate with the fans, and you know Delino extraordinarily well. Why is it that in your mind you really think this is going to work extraordinarily well with the way that Delino wants to communicate with this fan base, and why you think this will really take off?
Well, I think just, you know, the connection with the youth game nowadays, and how MLB is trying to connect with that age group. You know, we've opened this event to the public, and you know, we're expecting big numbers just because of how well received Indians are in this era. You know, it's a winning culture, it's a winning environment. Delino fits that culture perfectly. You know, with his tools and his talent. You know, speed being probably his biggest asset. I think it's something for the fans to be able to see and, you know, witness firsthand him being one of the fastest players in the game, and, you know, having that guy on your team in big situations, whether it's, you know, laying down a bunt or stealing a bag in a big situation. Those small things add up and, you know, kind of make that culture even bigger when it comes to those big games in the playoffs. But, you know, speaking from T3, it's a well-known facility in the area, like I said. Youth training, college training, professional training, you get Delino in here and, you know, get the fans, you know, pretty much face to face with him and see how he works, and just to be able to interact in almost a normal setting, you know, will be an eye opener for a lot of those fans on how good of a person Delino is off the field.
Now, Delino, you're also working on a couple of really, really cool things. And if you grew up in my era, you know Sonic the Hedgehog as a game that you got for free with the Sega Genesis. That was a really awesome video game to play. But you're also hosting a private screening for Sonic the Hedgehog down in Dallas. And you had a chance to work on a really cool project with a multi-platinum hip-hop artist. And this also factored into your walk-up song last year, too. So tell the fans of Cleveland how this kind of all works together and what you're doing with this private screening.
Yeah, so last year, you know, I think Taylor brought to my attention. He was like, "Has anybody like made a custom walkout song before?" And I was like, "Nah, I don't really think so." And he was friends with Duro. That's the guy who's the artist, Ice Cream Paint Job, for those who might not know who Duro is. But yeah, this guy is super talented, and you know, we met up and we were kind of just throwing around some ideas, and you know, I had blue hair last year, so the Sonic thing kind of fit. I didn't come up with it. I think the Rangers did. And then, you know, realizing that the movie was coming out in November, it got pushed back to February, but it was supposed to come out in November. And, you know, we just thought it'd be a cool idea to name the song Sonic. And so, you know, he did his thing. I really didn't have any part of the music side of it. But yeah, I used it as my walkout song, and people loved it. And, you know, Paramount Studios, they reached out to us and asked if we could do a private screening for the movie. And, you know, the things, you know, it just kind of came full circle. You know, we were kind of joking around, and thought it'd be kind of cool if the song came in the movie or something, at some point. But, you know, for them to recognize what we were doing and to reach out for us to host a private screening is pretty cool. You know, we have the Special Olympic athletes coming to the event. Some of my Rangers, former teammates, and some of the local press and media will be there. Just kind of hang out. DeRose can perform the song. It's going to be a pretty cool event. But it's crazy how, you know, things come full circle. And ironically, the Sonic mascot, he's on tour for the movie. He's going to be in Dallas. So it works out perfectly. He's going to come through, and I think the kids will really enjoy it. And, you know, it just makes me really grateful for the position that I'm at right now to be able to, you know, do things like this that were kind of unexpected, and use it to you know, to impact the community and to kind of, you know, get people together and just have a good time.
Impacting the community is certainly something it seems like you do a lot of. And one more question and one more project I want to ask you about. There is a charity event called Project Teddy Bear, and I know that this was something that was going to be done in Dallas, but this will be moved to Cleveland. The Indians are going to get on board with this also. It'll take place halfway through May. What exactly is Project Teddy Bear, and what was it about it that really got you behind it?
Well, this was something that I started when I first got drafted, and I kind of put it aside for a little bit. But you know, I wanted to pick it back up, and we renamed it, kind of rebranded it. And it's, you know, when I started it, it was around the holidays. And the whole idea was to get into my event. You had to bring a stuffed animal, teddy bear or whatever. And, you know, after the event, you know, I would take those teddy bears and give them to kids in the hospital. And that's kind of what it was at first. But, you know, we've been kind of brainstorming on different ideas, and we want to make it fun. So we're bringing different elements to it to make it more entertaining for the people that are coming in attendance. And you know, we have items that we're going to auction off, and, you know, the money that we raise, it's going to be money for different different charities and foundations, you know, like cancer research and or whatever it is. You know, I just want this event to not only impact what I'm doing, but to impact other, you know, charities and foundations as well. So the whole idea, you know, it was going to be here in Texas, and when I got traded, it didn't really make sense to keep it here, especially for the first one. So we moved it to Cleveland, and I'm sure I would do something in this community because I live here, and, you know, I still want to make my mark here. But, you know, I just thought it was just a really good opportunity to change it and move it up there to Cleveland. And the Indians are excited to be on board and help me all the way through with it.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, guys, we appreciate the time. We certainly hope that folks were able to check out the event at T3 down in Avon. That takes place next week. That's the beginning of a very busy weekend for Delino. He'll be here in the Cleveland area for about 4 or 5 days with a wide range of different activities, including TriFest and this youth baseball event going on at T3 next weekend. Delino and Ryan, thank you guys both very much for the time. We appreciate you guys stopping by. And Delino, we look forward to seeing you here next weekend, and I look forward to seeing you next month at spring training.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right, guys, thank you again very much. Again, that's Delino DeShield, one of the newest members of the Cleveland Indians, and, of course, Ryan Rua, who many of you know in this area for the terrific career that he had with the Amherst Comets, and then, of course, went on to have a nice big league career as well playing with the Texas Rangers. All right, let's step aside and let's take a break. We'll come back with more after this here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.